and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Sam. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. It's 10 p.m. on a Monday. That means it's time for my show. This is Punk is Dead. You just heard, wasn't a sonically punk band, but that was Kneecap, the Irish rap group. Everyone knows Kneecap, I hope. They're awesome. That song is for, that's for Terry, because from 30 years of nonsense and Into the Darkness, because he let me on his first episode. I think it was one of his first episodes of Into the Darkness, and I had never been on the, that was before I started my show, and I got to hang out and we talked about Kneecap. So shout out Terry, go listen to his shows. I'm sure he has a lot more listeners than me. I don't know why I'm acting as if I'm giving him a shout out. He gave me a shout out, if anything. Tonight we got a lot of hardcore, a lot of new hardcore, I think. So I have my notes where I write down all the shit I'm gonna play. And the first few have, like, the first 10 songs are brand spanking new this month. I think within this month, like, very new stuff. So that's exciting, because a lot of the time I resort to playing old stuff I know. But tonight, new as they get, with shit within the past week. So up next, I'm going to play a UK band. They're from Newcastle. The album's not even out yet. The album releases May 1st, and it's called The Grievance, and the band is Irked. This song is Settle Down. It's the only song that is released so far off the album. So here you go, Settle Down by Irked.
Yeah.
Last band you heard there wasn't a band. I'm pretty sure it was one dude. But either way, they're called Billiam, like Bill and William mixed together. Cool musician from Melbourne, Australia. And yeah, that's off their new EP called Asbestos and Me, or new single, I guess. There's two songs on it. And that song was called Asbestos and Me, which resonates with me because I'm pretty sure that the res I lived in last year was for sure filled with asbestos. I was in Gord Brock and my roof started leaking on the last day, but luckily I'm in a shithole that I pay more money for now. Thank you, Frontenac, real estate company, for not fixing my window. Anyways, I'm not gonna rant about my landlord because no one likes landlords. I sure hope not, at least. So that's not gonna do us any good. I didn't put it into my schedule here, but I want to play Career Suicide, one of my favorite Toronto hardcore bands, because I just got one of their albums from the Campus Discs guy that comes around and sells his, he goes to all the universities and then sells records. I don't know what I'm saying right now, but yeah, he sells records, and I found a Career Suicide record, which I have not been able to find anywhere else, so thank you, Campus Discs guy. So yeah, I'm going to play Career Suicide now, one of my favorite Toronto hardcore bands, one of my favorite hardcore bands of all time. I'm going to play off the album I got. The album I got was Machine Response, their, I think, 2017 album. I'm going to play the first track, Cut and Run. It's an amazing track. They're an amazing band. Definitely check out Career Suicide from Toronto. Here you go. Song that was, what a great album, what a great band that is. Everyone should listen to Career Suicide. It should be in the Toronto and Southern Ontario education system. It should be part of music class because they're one of the greatest hardcore bands of all time. Very underrated. I love them so much. I'm gonna stick with the Run theme, and the hardcore fans aren't gonna like this one, but I'm gonna play Fox on the Run by Sweet, which is weird for me to be playing a power pop song, but I want to listen to it, so all of you have to listen to it too. So here you go, Fox on the Run by Sweet.
Oh, 5,000. If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Just heard Pinhead Gunpowder with Losers of the Year, one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite songs by them. It's Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, Aaron Cometbus from Crimp Shrine. Who else is in it? It's like a super group. Jason White, the other guitarist from Green Day, is in there. I gotta search this up. You're gonna hear some really loud typing right now. But yeah, Bill Schneider, he was in, what band was he in? I think he's just, I just know him from Pinhead Gunpowder then. He's also in Green Day. He's the trumpet player, I think. Something like that. But yeah, it's a power super group because Aaron Cometbus and Crimp Shrine, one of my favorite Berkeley bands of all time. They're great. I've played them before for sure. Maybe I'll play them later today. But yeah, check them out. I will play them later today now that I say that. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play... I'm going to play a little bit of Finnish hardcore here. It's a band called Disappoint, and it's a song called War Never Changes. It's off their split EP with another band called Disease, and it's a great EP. Came out, doesn't have a date. Oh, yeah, it does. Came out March 27th this year. So very recent, about 3 days ago. So go check it out. I'm going to play War Never Changes. Here you go.
Hey man, old friend. listening? Hey, dude. Hey, man. Hey, hey, are you listening?
Hey, dude. Hey, man.
Had a little pop punk for you there, and now I'm going to go back into the hardcore stuff with a cool Toronto hardcore band that I've played before for sure. This is Shit, S-H-I-T, that's how you spell it. This is off their 2024 EP, For a Better World. This is the first track. It's called Corporate Funded Killing Technology. So here you go with Shit. We'll be right back. heard three back-to-back great Canadian punk bands. The last two I didn't announce. It was Rat Piss was the first one with their song Sickle, which is off their new EP called Sex, Violence, Death. It's not even out yet. Comes out March 31st, which is tomorrow. So go give Rat Piss a listen. And then the second one there was a band called The Pox. They're from Montreal. Both these bands are from Montreal. And that was their song Crockpot Empires off their also new EP. Came out March 15th, 2026. 15 days ago. I'm on fire with the math right now. It's quick. And yeah, the EP was called All Together Now. It is called All Together Now. So go check out both those cool, cool Montreal punk bands. I've been noticing a rise in like the sort of garage punk sound recently. I haven't been playing much of it because not all of it tickles my fancy, as they say. But that last song by The Pox, I like that one. So maybe I'll start playing some more garage punk stuff. It's just that, like, it's not even a particular sound. It's just that sort of the audio quality just sounds different. I don't know how to describe garage punk, but you get the gist. From hearing that song, that's garage punk. That's what I call it, at least. Someone else might have a different definition. I don't really know anything. I just make things up. Up next, I'm going to play a brand new song, pretty brand new, Good Riddance, the classic skate punk band from somewhere in California, Santa Clara or something maybe? Santa Cruz, sorry, not Santa Clara, but they're skate punk legends, and they actually have a new album, just came out 3 days ago now, March 27th, that's quick math still, and it's called Before the World Caves In. I haven't listened to the full album yet. I will probably be listening to it tonight, but from what I've listened to, it's a solid, solid album, and I'm going to play you a song from it. They start the clip with the song with a little clip from a movie where they're talking about money, which I love this stuff. And I'm a political studies student, so I can't wait to be a politician and get all the bribes in the world. So here you go with Good Riddance.
What's wrong with this country, Marty? Money, you taught me that. Evil defense contractors had it, noble causes did not. Politicians are bought and sold like so much chattel. Our problems multiply. Pollution, crime, drugs, poverty, disease, hunger, despair. We throw gobs of money at them. Problems always get worse. Why is that? Because money's most powerful ability is to allow bad people to continue doing bad things at the expense of those who don't have it.
Take it! the radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
All right, I've been playing skate punk, I've been playing hardcore. Now it's time for a little bit of emo from Nova Scotia. This is a band I just found today. They're called Earth Moon Transit, and I clicked on their album, and it played a song for me, as albums do, and I immediately knew within the first half second that I needed to play the song tonight. So here you go. It's off their album called, this is a long one, Sorry It Sounds a Little Bit Like a Fortune Cookie, But It's True, and it came out just March 20th, 2026. So again, very new stuff. We play only the best new stuff here at CFRC on Punk is Dead. And yeah, this is their song. It's called Action Figures. It's great. You're going to enjoy it. Here you go.
City, can't even say I love you. I remember when we used to be friends. The old wood floor sang with our footsteps.
That was what might be my favorite Fugazi song, or one of my favorite Fugazi songs. It was Badmouth off of 13 Songs, their great, great album. But I can't really name a best Fugazi album, because just most of the albums, or all the albums they put out, I don't know if I've listened to all of them. I don't know if I've gotten to the newest ones yet. And by new, it's like over 20 years old, almost 30 years old, I don't know. But yeah, Fugazi, great band. Everyone loves Fugazi. Never met a person in my life who doesn't like Fugazi. Up next, I'm going to play a British band, another British punk band. I know we already have enough British punk bands, but this one, they're pretty good. They're not bad. I'd say they're really good. It's a band called Pet Needs, and this is another, you guessed it, new album. Came out 3 days ago, March 27th. The album is called Elbows Out, This Is Capitalism, and I'm going to play you a little ditty from it, the fourth track called Ducklings. So here you go with Pet Needs, Ducklings.
The planet is broken, but you wouldn't notice because you take all your photos in portrait mode with the background blurred. So the fire engulfing this town is akin to an Instagram sunset. Telling me the yelling that you might get through eventually. Dreads work for all chameleons, and death comes to all comedians. A fallacy of fantasy is filtered through a little screen. Chop like lettuce, they won't let us be anything but consumers. Use us to the future of all, but the capitalists make life is expensive. Coughing up smoke from your Instagram lungs. Has it gone too far, or is it still fun? Live within a construct, laugh at what they tell you. Should I see in the sunlight? Probably will it ever work? Keep politics out of punks. Then the bloke in the Clash t-shirt. Fast fashion, fast fascism. Humanity is staring down the chasm of a loveless future. Live stream to YouTube. Which life will you choose? I'm off to buy a kilogram of fish food. The fish and the unique eats all the ducklings.
Make me wanna act violently. You make me wanna act violently. You make me wanna act violently. Looking for a way to give back this semester? Queen's Cancer Kids First is a student-led club dedicated to supporting children and families affected by pediatric cancer through awareness, advocacy, and community action. Follow us on Instagram at Queen's Cancer Kids First to learn more about our upcoming initiatives and how you can get involved. This November, we'll be hosting our annual toy and book drive, collecting donations to brighten the days of children receiving treatment in hospitals. Whether it's a new storybook, a comforting stuffed animal, or a fun toy, your contribution can help bring up a smile to a child's face during a difficult time. Stay tuned on Instagram for drop-off locations, donation guidelines, and ways to get involved. Together, we can make a difference, one small act of kindness at a time. Follow at Queen's Cancer Kids First today and help spread hope this holiday season.
Last one you heard there was Act Violently by another British punk band called Soft Play. I played them before because they have a song called Punk is Dead, which is, here's a little Easter egg, it's the name of my show. So thanks, Soft Play, for having the same idea as me, even though Crass had the same idea about 40 years ago or something like that. Anyways, I got time for just about one more song. I'm thinking I'm going to play a little bit of Pennywise because I just feel like it, and this is one of their biggest songs. It's called Fuck Authority. So I just want to say thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I will be back next Monday, and then the Monday after that. This is one of my last episodes before the summer break, though, so there will be a hole in everyone's hearts till about next September when I come back, and I will start doing the show up again. But for now, enjoy Pennywise, and have a great rest of your week. Thanks. I actually have about 30 seconds left, so here you go with a 24-second song by Jody Faster.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.